June 15, 1923. And what does perfect charity consist? Continuing in my usual state, I was praying that my always lovable Jesus would deign to come to visit my poor soul. And he, all goodness, came, and made himself seen as he kept touching me up all over with his holy hand, and in touching me, he would leave a light as mark at each point where he touched me. After this, Jesus disappeared, and my first confessor came, who is now deceased, and he told me, I too want to touch you at those points where our Lord touched you. Almost not wanting, but as though lacking the strength to oppose, I let him do it. But as he was doing it, that light which Jesus had left in touching me, was communicated to him, and he remained as though invested with so much light for as many touches as he gave me, always at the same points where Jesus had touched me. I remained surprised, and the confessor told me, the Lord has sent me to give me the recompense of the merit I acquired when I would come to you to do you charity, and would act upon you. Now this has turned for me into light of eternal glory. Then, afterwards, my second confessor came, who is also deceased, and he told me, tell me what Jesus said to you, I want to hear it, so that the light of the divine truths may unite to the many lights of the truths which the Lord spoke to you, and with which, in hearing them from you when I was alive, I remained as though impregnated. Now the Lord has sent me to confirm for me the recompense of the merit I acquired by wanting to hear those truths. If you knew what it means to hear the divine truths, what charm of light they contain, such that the sun would remain eclipsed, and the good they bring to the one who speaks them and to the one who listens to them, you would compete, you, in speaking them, and the one who feels the duty to do so, in listening to them. Therefore, hurry, tell me, what did he say to you? And I, remembering that Jesus had told me what charity means, said that to him. My words turned into light and invested him. Then, all content, he disappeared from me. Now I will say what Jesus had told me about charity, my daughter. With its power, true charity can convert all things into love. Look at fire, all varieties of wood and any other thing, it converts all into fire. And if it did not have the power to convert everything into fire, it could not be given the name of true fire. The same for the soul, if she does not convert all things into love, both supernatural and natural things, joys and bitternesses, and everything that surrounds her, she cannot be said to possess true charity. Now, as he was saying this, he let many flames come out of his most holy heart, which filled heaven and earth, and then, uniting together, formed one single flame. And he added, continuous flames of love come from my heart, and to some they bring love, to some pain, to some light, to others strength, etc. And because they come from the center of the furnace of my love, even though they do different offices, since one is the purpose, to send love to the creature, they are all flames which, uniting together, form one single flame. The same for the creature, even if she does different things, the purpose must be love, so as to be able to make of her actions as many little flames which, uniting together, will form the great flame that will burn everything and will transform her completely into me. Otherwise, she will not possess true charity.